Of course, it's pretty obvious from his telephone call what Constantine's trying to do. He's obviously going to try and sell Marquand another pair of spectacles.
Yes. I wonder if Marquand knows the real spectacles when he sees them. You know, there must be something pretty big behind all this, darling. After all, Constantine offered you £10,000 for them, and he must think that Marquand's prepared to bid even higher.
Yes.
Did you ask him about the glasses?
No. As soon as he started to come round, I made a dash for it. Frankly, he's not exactly the sort of man you want to take a chance on.
He looked a pretty tough customer.
He's tough, all right.
How does Armstrong fit into it all?
Armstrong says he knew nothing about the glasses, but simply followed out Marquand's instructions. Frankly, I think he's telling the truth. I've got a hunch that Thompson, the fellow that was murdered, was in more or less the same position. You know, something frightened Thompson. Something I said to him over the telephone when he was pretending to be Richard Sullivan. I'm pretty sure that's how the row started and why Marquand went for him.
Well, you hinted that something had happened to Joyce Raymond. If he didn't know that Joyce had been murdered...
Then he might have jumped to conclusions about the murder and picked a row with Armstrong, yes. Yes, that's quite possible, Steve.
Oh, be careful here, darling. There's a turning. There's the beach. Down there.
There's the boathouse. Oh, I see it. It looks rather a tricky sort of path. Give me a hand. Do you think you can manage it all right?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Watch your step.
No, it's all right.
Now, be careful, darling.
It's not so bad here.
No, keep hold of my hand.
Oh.
Steady. What is it?
Listen.
That's coming from the beach. There must be someone down there. Yes, there's someone at the bottom of the path. Look, Steve.
Who is it?
Come on. We'll soon see. Hold the torch.
Who is it?
It's that Italian fellow, the servant. The man that brought Thompson down here.
But what's happened to him?
He's been knocked out by someone. Hold the torch up.
Oh, look at his head.
He's only been stunned. He'll be all right in an hour or so.
Paul, what do you think happened?
I don't know. He must have been on his way back to the house. Someone must have crept up behind him and taken him by surprise. Anyway, let's have a look at the boathouse.
If he was on his way back to the villa, Paul, then he must have already disposed of the body, of Thompson, I mean.
Yes. Unless, of course... Mm-hmm. Let's have a look round, darling.
But, Paul, ought we to leave this man like this?
Well, there's nothing we can do for him. He'll be all right. Come on, Steve. Give me your hand.